Welcome, good morning, everybody. Welcome and good morning, everybody. Make sure we're on here. All right, well, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to You Create Change Radio, home of the free thoughts, free thinkers. Here is where we acknowledge change, people who are making a positive change in the world by, you know, in various ways, you know, and there's so many creative aspects to the world, and we like to showcase that here. So my name is Keith Leonard. I'm your host, and we also have our co-host, the beautiful, beautiful Bree Lee. You're on the line right now. Hold on one second. Make sure we can hear you. There we go. Now we got you. She's in the building now. Now we have her.
All right, man. Good morning, man. Thank you so much for everything. Yo, I'm excited for this.
Yeah. It's going to be an exciting day. Later on, in a couple of minutes, we'll be interviewing a man by the name of Kev Measy. You know, he's the owner of and operator of Measy Media, which is based around videography, photo, and how he makes a change, you know, create change with images and how people associate with them. But before that, we're going to start off today. Today we're going to be talking about decision-making. And as we talk about, you know, decision-making today, about why, you know, we make so many decisions in life and how we make decisions throughout the day. And, you know, what are your thoughts on decision-making, Bree?
You know, I think with decision-making, we have to do it every day. All day, every day, we got to decide something. What am I going to wear today? You know,
right. What
time am I going to wake up? All that. So I think it's really important. I think that's great, man.
I don't even think we realize how many decisions we make per day. You know, I think that we kind of just go around just, you know, just thinking that, you know, things are just happening. But, you know, everything that happens is based on our decision we made either earlier or we're going to make later, you know. I definitely want to start off with a question for everybody so we can get into the mindset of what we need to be in today as far as how to decide on something, how to make a decision on something. I want to ask a question out there. You know, if you had a magic genie, and I heard this from Brian Tracy not too long ago, if you had a magic genie who gave you one wish to choose a career, to choose a situation, to choose, you know, anything, you know, you want in the world, you know, what would that one wish be? And, you know, I've asked this question to many people, and Bree, please, you know, chime in on this, but it's very hard to answer that question. Why is it so hard to answer that question? You got one wish.
Yeah. Wow. Just one?
Just one.
Man, you know, that's definitely a difficult question to have to make a decision on. But I think for me, I would just have to say, can I just have ultimate freedom? You know, that's what my one wish would be. I don't know what that means exactly, but I just think freedom is probably the best thing for me, man.
Right. But then, like,
what if
the genie comes in and says, okay, well, what can I give you to give you freedom?
Wow.
You know, so, you know, it gets deeper. And the only reason why I ask that question, why I bring that up today, is because, you know, when we're making decisions or when we're asking for something, a lot of times we don't make specific decisions. We kind of make these vague, you know, decisions so we kind of accomplish everything so we don't miss nothing. You know, we kind of give words that aren't specific, and then that's why, you know, it's hard for us to make certain decisions. You know, everybody wants freedom. Everybody wants love. You know, everybody want happiness, but don't nobody know what freedom looks like. Don't nobody know what love looks like. Don't nobody know what happiness actually looks like. And I believe the issue with it is, personally, the reason why people can't, you know, assume these things, mainly is because they're looking for something else to make them, you know, feel happy, or something else to make them feel love, or something else to give them freedom. Instead of just being free, instead of just being happy, instead of just being in love with yourself, you know?
Yeah, that
so,
makes a lot
know,
of sense.
Napoleon Hill said something. He said that people never decide what they want, so they take what's given to them, you know? And I thought that was pretty interesting, you know?
Yeah, that's
because they never decide.
Yeah, man, that's deep, man. You know, sometimes when I'm driving around in traffic, I think, like, you know, I can't make a turn until the person in front of me, you know, makes their decision first, you know. And
right.
I think that it's, we are so conditioned on waiting on other people or other something else to give us permission to make the decision that we, you know, we ignore our own intuition.
Yeah. And based on decision making will kind of lead you into whatever progression you're trying to fall into. You know, everyone out here is trying to progress. I mean, if you're listening to this, I'm sure right now you're probably thinking, how can I get better? How can I progress? How can I improve, you know, or either improve my life or improve somebody else's life? I don't think nobody wakes up today and say, I don't want to get better. I don't. No one makes a decision not to get better consciously, but they make it subconsciously. You know what I mean? By not doing nothing, by not, you know, acting on whatever idea that they have. But, you know, I got some notes written down here, and, you know, it's, there's a couple steps to decision-making in which, you know, we want to share today. And I think that these will help some people make better decisions or even learn how to make a decision, because most people don't know how. So, you know, everybody want to be successful. You know, I ask people, you know, the same question. If Jenny can give you something like, oh, I want to make me successful. I say, okay, well, you know, successful in what, though? You know, and the first step to any progress is to decide what to be successful in. You know, the one thing to be successful in. Not saying that's going to be it your whole life, but it's a good starting point. You know what I mean? I say it all the time, you know, Magic Johnson was a basketball. He decided to be a successful basketball player first, and then he decided to go into other business. You know, so it's really deciding what to be successful in first and then let that transpire into other things. And I think it's the most difficult part because, you know, most people don't base their decision on desire. They base it on what others believe that they can achieve, what they've been given. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. You know, Keith, and you said something that really strikes something in me, you know, the fact of just making the decision on what you want right now, you know. Don't necessarily overwhelm yourself with everything that's coming in the future, because right now is most important. What do you want to be successful at right now? And then we can move on and make another decision later and move forward. You know, I think that that's powerful, because so many people get stuck with, you know, oh, I want this, and this, and then they don't even start. You know, they shut down before they even start.
Right. It's too many things on your plate, and life is like a paper plate. You know, you can't have too many things or it's going to fold, you know, and that's what ends up happening. I think that we can't make a decision, so we put everything on the plate. We don't know what we want to eat, so we get everything. And then this is the crazy part. You can't even fit everything on your plate. If you do, it's going to fold, and if you try to eat everything on your plate, you're going to be unhealthy. You're going to be full. You're going to be out of shape. It's not good for you. So, you know, too much of anything is not good. So having too many things to make a decision on is not good either, you know. And, yeah, you know, that's big. So, you know, what are the common mistakes that we make? You know, and we kind of mentioned it, the most common mistake that people make when they choose the things is that they choose a myriad of things to conduct a career in, you know, and that they only choose so many things in fear of making a decision on the wrong thing. So, you know, people fear making the wrong decision so much that they never choose. I heard something a long time ago by, I believe it's a guy, his name, I want to say his name is Al Duncan. And he said that there was a story of two jam, you know, when you go to the fair and have jam, you know, booths or whatever, there were two booths with that sold jam. One booth had 6 jars of jam, the other booth had 18 jars of jam. Now, more people stopped and looked and kind of like, you know, gasped over the one that had 18 jars of jam. More people stopped and looked at it and visited it. But more people purchased at the one with 6 jars of jam. Now, why is that? And it's interesting because it was easier for people to make a decision to buy on the 6 jars of jam than it was the 18 jars of jam. It was so many, you know, they had an opportunity to make more wrong decisions, so they didn't make one at all. You know what I mean?
Wow. You know, that
yeah.
reminds me when I go pull up at a fast food joint, you know what I mean? And if they got so many options, I'm sitting there forever trying to figure out what
right.
is that I want to eat.
I don't want that no
if
more.
You just give me a few options, you know, I'll figure it out. But, man,
right.
I'll just probably pull off because my hair hurts too much.
Yeah, I'm done. I don't even want nothing. I've done it plenty of times. We've all done it. We went to a store and then we saw all these things. Like, you know what? It's too many options. You know, and I believe that that's why the most successful establishments, the most successful companies are all limited, you know, with options, you know what I mean, because they understand that. You know, I remember I have a friend that worked at the Apple store, and he would tell me the reason why Apple only, at one point, only made, you know, the black phone and the silver phone is because it was people purchased more often. When they start coming out with more colors, for some reason, sales went down essentially, you know what I mean? It was... The simple way to do it is to give people this or that option. But if you got this, that, now you're mulling over each. It's taking you longer to make a decision. It's harder to make a decision. And, you know, you're out of willpower. And you just don't make
it. Man.
So,
I totally agree with that.
So, you know, before we got our guest of honor, you know, coming on the show today, I definitely want to show people, you know, how do you make these decisions? You know, we're talking about decision making. You know, how do we make them? Well, you know, there's a couple steps that we can do to make these decisions. And the first one is, you know, to pick from passion and not from promise. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean to pick from passion and not from promise? Well, you know, we heard intuition. We heard a gut feeling. You know, we all heard of that, but we kind of don't really dig into what that really is. You know, and you should always choose from your heart and your intuition and ask yourself, you know, if it's something that you're trying to make it as far as a career, not necessarily food or little things like that, but as far as, like, life-changing decisions that we're talking about making here, you know, ask yourself, would you do what you're doing for free? If you would do it for free, then you're making the right career choice. That's where you're supposed to be going. That's what you're supposed to be doing because you're not doing it for money. You're not doing it for recognition. You're doing it strictly out of passion, out of purpose, you know, out of reason, whether it's for the benefit of others or even if it's the benefit of yourself. You know, ask yourself, are you doing this from your heart? Is this a feeling that you can't shake from this? And would you do it for free? That's the first question you want to ask yourself, you know, when you're making a decision. So pick from passion, not from promise, okay? Passion is what you feel. Promise is what you see. You know, and based on what we see, you got to understand that we only see the world in two dimensions. Even though the world is three-dimensional, the way the sun and light hits our eyes is only allows us to see in two dimensions. This is real. This is real science. It's not something I'm making up. You know, we can only see literally two dimensions, even though the world is three-dimensional. So you can't see everything. But a lot of things, you know, you got to just feel, you know, and that's where I believe, you know, that's where the subconscious is. That's where, you know, the spirit lives in feeling. You know, that's where God lives in feeling, you know. So, you know, another step to that pick from passion and not from promise is to research the process. You know, if you've figured, hey, this is what I want to do. I want to be a doctor or whatever the case may be. Research the process and see if you're willing to do the necessary work required. You know, sometimes you may get turned up by the work and then it may knock your feeling off of it. You know what I mean? A lot of times, you know, you may feel like it's too much work. You may not like the route you got to go down. You may not like what you have to do in order to achieve that, you know. So just research the route it is to get there. And then after that, research the most successful person in that field and see if that's the lifestyle you want to live. See if it lines up with your vision of the future. You know, I don't know what you want to do. I don't know how you want to live, you know, but however you want to live, not how you think you can live, but how you want to live. You know, because we're making decisions now, you know, and you can make a decision on how you think you can live, or you can make a decision on how you want to live. It's still equivalent either way. You know, this is a genie that we're asking from, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, definitely research people in that field already and ask yourself after you do all those things, do you feel inspired? Do you feel defeated? You know, Are you inspired by researching the process and researching people and asking yourself these questions? Or do you feel defeated, like you can't do it, like it's too much work? And based on that feeling is based on how you should choose, you know, what it is that you're going to move forward with. And then after that, you know, step two is change your passion to promise. You know, change whatever term, what it is, change what you want to something that you must achieve. You know, so change it from what you want to achieve to something that you must achieve. And then it starts to, you know, create, you know, a different association with it, you know. A lot of people want things, you know, for instance, like Kobe Bryant didn't want to be the best basketball player. For him, it was a must he became the best basketball player. You know what I mean? Martin Luther King didn't want to change the world. For him, it was a must, you know, that he made a difference. So when it's a must, you seem to operate differently. And I got that from Tony Robbins. You know, that's not something I created. That's Tony Robbins, one of the best life coaches that ever existed on this planet. You know, he's helped out a lot of people that we know, such as Oprah, Michael Jordan, so on and so forth. And from then, you know, just begin to claim it. You know, just begin to claim what you want. So you don't say, you know, I want to be an actor. Say, I am an actor. You know, I don't want to be a fireman. I am a fireman. I don't want to be, you know, whatever it is you want to be, you know, start to claim it right now. This is what you are. This is what you are. I remember watching a Michael Jordan story, and he was like, I am the best basketball player ever lived. Before he was, he already believed that he was. He started to claim it. He started to feel it. And that feeling goes a long way. And finally, you know, just promise yourself that you won't stop at GCC. All right? Les Brown says, people do not fail because they aim too high and miss, so they aim too low and actually hit. So just remember that when you're making these decisions, aim high, you know, believe it, you know, and make it your own. So, you know, that's kind of just the process on decision making. You can kind of follow those few steps. It can really help you make better decisions throughout the day. So, you know, as we wind down with this, I definitely want to bring in our caller for the day, you know, Mr. Kevin Measy himself, like I said, owner, operator of Measy Media. He focuses on videography. He focuses on photo editing and just creating new images for people to see. And I believe that his work is definitely changing the way we see things, and it's revolutionary. I mean, I know Breeze, you know, definitely has read his profile on him, and, you know, it's just revolutionary. So we have to bring him on the show today. This will be featuring on this week. So please go to the website, youcreatechange.us, you know, that is operated and ran by, you know, co-host Bree Lee. So please, you know, open your ears, open your mind for this new creative, for this new feature, Mr. Kevin McElhan himself. Are you there?
Yes, how's it going? Hello.
How's it going?
Going good, man.
How's it going,
man?
Brother?
Thank you. I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me.
All day. So, Mr. Measy, so we're going to ask you a couple questions, man. Just kind of share with the people, you know, briefly, you know, like, kind of like what made you get into this, you know, what made you decide to go down this route, you know, of career choice? And how you use your own spin on it to create a difference.
I guess how I kind of got started in this is a very, you know, interesting subject. You know, I did go to college. I was in school for business. So I was a business major. I really had no intent on doing anything in, you know, the visual arts at that time. I hadn't picked up a camera, or I had really no knowledge of anything that I know today, then. So, you know, I think it was a plan that was, you know, set forth by, you know, powers greater than myself. But it started pretty much, by me wanting to help a friend. I had a couple of friends of mine from high school. They made some music, and they did a music video. And at the time I felt like I was able to do that because I remember, you know, back in I believe high school, you know, we all get our little electives, and one of the electives that I took was, you know, the computer course, where they take you through a few different you know, major computer software, such as one of them was an editing software. So I knew I kind of had a little bit of a background in that. I mean, I hadn't done it since then, but I remember it being something that came fairly easy to me. And also at the time, I was working at Costco. I was just a regular, you know, retail worker. Yeah, I was there working in the major sales department. So I was, you know, working with the TVs and the cameras and the laptops, all things electronic. I mean, I've always been a tech kind of guy. It's just always interested me. So I knew that we had, you know, a certain policy there. And there, you know, I was able to essentially, you know, buy a camera, and, you know, and you have 90 days to return it. So, you know, my plan was just like, all right, guys, we're going to shoot this. And I was graduating college at the time, and I was going on a graduation trip, and I felt like, hey, why not bring a camera along with me? It'd be a, you know, great
right.
time. So I had a friend of mine who was actually in school for photography. He also knew a bit about video, so he kind of had a lot of the expertise. Him and I went out and shot the video. I went to Miami, brought my camera with me, had a great time out there. And, you know, came back, edit the video, and people liked it. That's pretty much how it came out. Yeah, people liked it. I got good feedback from it and came to me after that. You know, it was just one person, you know, and they're asking me, well, you know, how much do you charge? I'm like, well, I don't really know. I don't know what to charge people. Like, you know, and at
so
the time, I was, you know, I was like,
start?
Well, you said what did I charge?
Okay, so. No, I'm saying, like, what it sounded like, you know, it just started. You know, it just started from one small action and kind of snowballed into something bigger.
Yeah. I mean, really, it truly started from just me wanting to genuinely help. Like, I wasn't looking to gain anything from this, from
there
doing this favor for my friend. It was
wow.
literally a genuine act of just, okay, I'm going to try
that,
and,
people?
You know, help.
He did it for free. He chose from passion, not from promise.
I mean, that was it.
I want to show that. You talked about that today, so I want to acknowledge that. Cool.
Yes,
cool.
I mean that was all it was, man. And from there, you know, when it was time to go to editing, I you know sat down and you know kind of refreshed my skills on editing through some tutorials online. And I mean, it was history from there. From there, I just kind of began to surround myself with people that are interested in what I do, and I tried to, you know, just find more work and you know do more. I did a lot of things for free. I did a lot of things for you know very low cost. I mean, it was just a passion for me. And at the time, I knew that I wanted to change my life. I wasn't really happy.
Wow.
Working every day, I wasn't happy in my particular job, because I still work every day now, but I wasn't happy with my job and what I was doing with my life at the time. So I knew I wanted to change,
yeah.
And I was destined to. I knew I had to change, but I just wasn't sure how. And you know, sure enough, I was just delivered with a way, you know, out. So it took a leap of faith for me to, you know, feel like I'm able to do this and I'm able to survive. And, you know, I had to kind of have the confidence in myself to
right.
to feel that I can actually, you know, maintain myself, you know. And, I mean,
yeah,
that was pretty
now?
Much it.
How long have I been doing it?
Well, I mean, if you start me then, I would say it has been 3 years, I guess, as of May, so. May has passed, so yeah, it's a little over 3 years then. If you count that day, I mean that was
like
the first time since that's from since I picked up a camera, it's been 3 years. Yeah, so.
Oh wow, man. Yeah, okay. So and what do you see this taking you? Like, how do you feel like you're gonna use this to create a positive change in the world, or to like, you know, improve on the world as it is today?
Well, one thing I have noticed and I have really experienced doing this is I realize the power that I have through creating visuals. We live in a world today where, you know, people don't read as many books as they used to. People don't learn many other ways than television or, you know, what they heard from someone. What they saw on their phone scrolling down as just like, you know, a meme or whatever. Like, people take a lot of things at face value, and that makes it easy to implant your ideas into people's minds. And with creating visuals, you're able to create an idea, a perception. You can look at things in a certain light. You can bring light to certain scenarios, situations, possibilities, you know, and that's kind of what you see in a lot of these major films. A lot of these all started from someone's idea. If you think about Avatar, you know,
it's a
very abstract idea, but you have to keep in mind that that was someone's idea that was brought to life, and now people think, like, well, maybe that could be possible someday, that we can, you know, plug into some, you know, tank and control a virtual, you know, blue body somewhere, you know what I'm saying? So I just see that I'm able to create ideas. And what I kind of plan to do, I mean, I would like to kind of bring a little more awareness, I guess, to some of the social issues that, you know, face the world. And I just, you know, want to help people understand, and I want to shed light on subjects that I think is important for people.
Yeah, man, you got some powerful words. You know, if anybody goes to your website, or if anybody goes to our website, they'll be able to see you working with some, you know, big names, some real influential people, whether it's in, you know, clothing, whether it's in music, or whether it's in, you know, just the acting scene. You know, you work with a whole lot of people, and I know that is has a major impact on you, and then, you know, when you put out those videos, has a major impact on other people. How what is it like working in that arena, you know, with people of such stature, you know, and what do you see could be a benefit in, and then an advantage and disadvantage?
It is very interesting working in this arena with, you know, celebrities and high profile people. I think it kind of suits me a little better than maybe some others, and sometimes it may also suit me, you know, a little worse than others, because each person is different. And I mean, you do have celebrities that are, you know, your typical celebrities that are, you know, very big on ego. You have, you know, celebrities that are also very humble and, you know, approachable and, you know, very personable, you know, as if you've known them for forever. They're very open. So with my personality, I'm able to blend in well with lots of different types of people. So
would you say most
I think
of them
that kind of helps me.
As you are?
I would say yes, a lot of them are, actually. A lot of them are conscious, but a lot of them, you know, they choose which realm of life they kind of want to live in. Some people decide to really flourish and really, you know, bask in the physical, you know, just world that we live in. They don't really like to engage so much, you know, in the spiritual world, or they don't really, you know, like to see others as equals. They are, you know, so kind of locked into seeing themselves as above everyone because of, you know, what status they may have with other people. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but
right. And
I think the advantages and disadvantages, I would say, would mainly be it's an advantage because I do get to, you know, leverage their exposure. A lot of the time, the disadvantage is people begin to create preconceived notions about me. So, you know, if they see that, you know, you work with these people, or, you know, you've seen this person, you know, you are connected to this person, they sometimes tend to, you know, think that you see yourself on a higher level than, you know, what you may actually believe to be. So,
right. Well, man, like I said, that is a very interesting idea, because, you know, you have, with your craft and your eye and your creativity, have a real opportunity, and I think you're taking the opportunity to change a lot of lives, man. And I just want to thank you for your work, and I just want to thank you for, man, coming on the show, man. And as we wrap up today, you know, please check out the website, youcreatechange.us. You'll be able to see all Kevin's work on the website. You can actually go to his own website, I believe it's meezymedia.com. Check him out, check out his work, get his info. If you would like to work with this particular individual, man, just please feel free to reach out to us at youcreatechange.us or reach out to meezymedia.com. And thank you for coming on the show, man. We definitely appreciate it. Everyone, have a beautiful day. Have a blessed day. And may the force be with you.